The Michigan Supreme Court reversed an appeals court ruling that had cast doubt on thousands of home foreclosures. The Supreme Court said Wednesday that it's legal for mortgage electronic restoration systems to foreclose by advertisement when a loan turns bad. Known as MERS, M-E-R-S, the company acts as an agent for lenders, so it doesn't use its own money. It is acting as an agent. And I wanted to get out to the McLaren health plan phone lines and talk with Curtis Hertel Jr., who is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. We've been talking about this story for a while. Curtis, when you heard about the decision, what'd you think?
Well, Tony, we're obviously very disappointed. I believe the ruling, which was made strictly on there's a dividing line in the court between the justices that are supported by the Chamber of Commerce and the justices that aren't, made a decision that really is going to have a very bad effect on Michigan residents. And we're talking about it's a shadow registry system being allowed to masquerade as a bank. And it's just an unfortunate decision, and I think it had a lot more to do with politics than it did to do with the law.
All right, now tell me how this works. How does MERS do business?
Well, MERS has 35 million loans. They don't actually have them. They have interest of some sort in 35 million loans. They're registered with them, similar to it would be as registered in my office. They were created to avoid fees in offices like mine and to allow for the quick securitization of loans on the open market, which is part of the problem they've had in this foreclosure crisis is the securitization of loans. So then when they actually got further into this, they were asked to produce documents to go to foreclosures in offices like mine, and they didn't have them. They didn't keep very good records. So then they had to create these documents out of thin air, and that's when you saw the robo-signing scandal. MERS has been in the middle of all of these problems that we've seen in my office and across the country when it has to come into foreclosures. They're a major reason why we have these problems, and to allow them now to masquerade as a bank, to push people into foreclosure when they're working with modifications for their bank, for them to hire foreclosure attorneys and make them vice presidents of banks. It doesn't make any sense. And I wish the Supreme Court actually cared about people in the law more than they cared about politics.
All right, if what you're saying is so, why weren't your lawyers able to prove that in court?
Well, first of all, a couple things. One, they're not my lawyers. This is within our lawsuit. This is a ruling on the Sarman case. This is an overturning of the appellate court decision, so obviously there are plenty of judges that believe the same thing I do. And you have to understand the Supreme Court nominating process in Michigan is a pretty ridiculous process for a nonpartisan office. The candidates are actually appointed by the political parties. And at that point, they are funded largely by the interest groups on both sides. And this is a direct special interest decision. I mean, the Michigan Chamber and the Michigan Realtors, who spent millions of dollars getting these people elected onto the Supreme Court, specifically asked for this decision to be made in briefs. They requested that this happen. So we're talking about the people who actually funded these campaigns asking for them to provide relief. I mean, it's a ridiculous system, if you ask me.
All right, so the folks who are in this business, like MERS, what they're doing, according to the Supreme Court, is legal, but actually they're acting as a go-between to save millions and millions of dollars of fees that would be paid to Ingham County and other entities.
You know, this is not over. I mean, we still have our lawsuit concerning fees. In fact, there are some parts of the Supreme Court decision that actually may provide us a better window in that. What this is about is the individual homeowner that can now be foreclosed on somebody who has no interest in their loan, no interest in working with them on a modification, basically allowing a shadow registry system. You know, it would be like my office foreclosing on people. It's ridiculous.
Well, in a statement from Bill Beckman, who's MERS Corp. Incorporated's president and CEO, he said that he was happy with the decision, and it's going to allow his business to move forward with the purchase of foreclosed properties and get back to business as usual.
I'm sure it's a good day for them, and I think business as usual is a very good term. You look at all the rubble signing scandals and everything else, you know, they feel like today they've gotten carte blanche to act however they want. What I want to tell you, Tony, this isn't over. There are lots of different fronts where we're going to fight this battle. We're going to continue fighting these battles in individual courtrooms, in individual foreclosures, and we're going to continue to fight this battle in our lawsuit. And I think at the end of the day, the Michigan citizens will rise up and say that what MERS has done is immoral, wrong, and should be unlawful. And if it takes an act of the Michigan legislature to do that, or lots of small acts in courts, we're going to keep fighting.
All right, Curtis, before I let you go, you mentioned that some other cases are still pending, and you feel pretty good about those. Regarding this case, is there a way to take it to the next level, or is it done?
You know, I mean, the Michigan Supreme Court is pretty high when it comes to Michigan law.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this individual case is very difficult unless we get a new Supreme Court. We get an opportunity every 2 years to elect new justices.
Okay, but can you take it? Can you take it to the federal court, or is it done?
You know, I don't personally believe, and I'm not a lawyer, so mm-hmm. I mean, I shouldn't be guessing. But I don't personally believe that's possible. But that doesn't mean there aren't ways of still fighting it. The Supreme Court may have opened up other windows through their ruling. So we're going to keep fighting. We're going to find different ways to do this. And I just want to tell Ingham County citizens this isn't over.
Curtis Sertel Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.